Hi, my name is Kate, and I am from Odessa region.
Imagine you are standing on the slope of the mountain, and a breathtaking view opens to you. The sun shines brightly and clear. The breeze is barely noticeable and warm. You see a large bay underneath. The water flows quietly and calmly. The leaves on the trees rustle gently. You feel peace. You feel happiness. No thoughts, no feelings, no worries. Only harmony of the inner and outer world. You are in Bogota, one of the most beautiful and amazing places in Ukraine. Bogota was a village in the Khmelnytsky region in the west of Ukraine. The name Bogota was first mentioned in writings in 1024. In the 12th century, it was a large trading port on the Dniester River with a population of about 2,500 people. The region was ruled in succession by the Mongol Tatars, the Grand Duke of Lithuania, and the Kingdom of Poland. Despite pressure from the invaders, Bogota managed to fight for freedom and preserve its cultural identity. In 1972, the government started construction of the Dniester hydroelectric station in this region, and Soviet authorities decided to flood the settlement. All the buildings were to be destroyed. Trees were cut down and burned, and cemeteries were moved to new places. The locals had to destroy their own houses, their history, and stop farming and gardening. The planned resettlement took 8 years. In 1981, the village of Bogota ceased to exist. Officials spent the next 6 years to fill the area with water. The only thing left of the old village is a cave monastery. The cave is located inside White Mountain, about 70 meters above the Dniester River. The oldest archaeological finds in the area date back to the 2nd millennium BC. The website Blog About Tours to Ukraine says the monks first came to the cave in the 11th century. There were also reports that Saint Anthony, the founder of the Kiev-Pechersk Labra Cave Monastery, once visited the area. During the Mongol invasion in the middle of the 13th century, both monks and peasants from nearby villages used the cave as a hiding place. By the 15th century, the monks left the area as several landslides destroyed many of the caves inside the soft sandstone of White Mountain. There are several springs on the mountain just below the cave. The cool spring water is tasty. Locals believe that the spring water can heal and treat different diseases. Today, Bogota Bay, the cave, and the springs often draw visitors to the area, about 300 kilometers from the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. And many leave behind ribbons and personal items along the path to the healing springs. I'm Andrew Smith.